We're going to speak to John Burton, the president of the state Senate, and get his views on how things are going to go. And from Sacramento, we are joined now by Senator John Burton. He's the president of the California State Senate. Senator Burton, welcome to Day Today.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Thank you, sir. And Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, is with us. Senator, how are Democrats feeling today?
Well, you know, we're disappointed, but this doesn't come as a surprise. You know, we're not happy about it, but I mean, I don't think anybody is totally surprised at all.
What are you going to do to work with him?
Well, what's he going to do to work with us? Ball's in his court, not ours.
Senator, this is Carla Marinucci. What is the mandate here, do you think, for the Democrats? Schwarzenegger's
I don't think there's a mandate up, down, or sideways. I think what it was for whatever reason, an unhappiness with Governor Davis tied in with just a general unhappiness about the course of things in the state and actually in the nation. I mean, going from electrical deregulation and budget deficit to you know, the Bush recession, the war in Iraq not going well, and I just think people were very unhappy. You had, unfortunately, a confluence of circumstances where people had an antipathy towards the governor, and he just happened to be the person in the crosshairs.
Let me just turn to you, Carla, if I may, and get you to recount something you told me earlier. You had this moment with Governor-elect, I guess, Schwarzenegger, last night as he was coming off of the stage. And it was an odd moment for you, given what you'd been doing for the last several days. Can you just tell us that story?
Yeah, as the reporters covering Schwarzenegger, particularly in the last couple of days, we've been pretty tough on him, yelling tough questions about sexual harassment and other issues. But we were down at the foot of the stage after he gave his victory speech. He's pumping hands and came over to us and grasped our hands and said, "Thank you, reporters, for being part of this." It was a very conciliatory gesture, considering how tough we've been on him in the past couple of days.
Well, I don't know. I mean, how tough were you? I don't remember him answering any questions.
It does suggest to me, that story just suggested to me, Senator Burton, that this guy does have a political touch.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he's not an idiot. You know, it's really be careful what you wish for. I'm not sure that he understands at all the depth of the problems that are going to be facing him, you know, with the deficit. It's easy to say in a campaign, but it's going to be very, very tough sledding for him to do. And I think that if he's as smart as my friends who know him say he is, I think, you know, there's going to be some moments of reflection and then figure out, you know, how do we, and I emphasize we, deal with this situation.
Senator Burton, thank you very much for joining us on Day to Day.
Yeah, and Carla, don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
And San Francisco Chronicle political writer Carla Marinucci with us. Thank you as well.
Thank you.